It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter.
Here we go.
The lovely Pat Moody back with us again. Hello, yes. Pat.
Lovely?
Yeah.
Yes. Lovely.
The gorgeous, stunning.
Ta-da.
What's going on, Pat? How you doing, bud?
I'm good. Good. How about you?
Doing well. Semi-retirement. Treating you all right?
Yeah. All I do is work all day. So.
I know.
I think I see you more.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know how that worked out. Yeah. Well, you recently got to do a fun little trip. You got to go to the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
You got to go to Churchill Downs.
You bet.
First off, before we dab into this, Pat walked across the studio. I'm like, hey, come on in. We're doing our podcast.
Yeah.
Because Brock and I did a podcast on the Kentucky Derby, what, 3 days ago?
It was like the Thursday before the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, okay.
And so we get like 4 or 5 minutes into this thing, and I'm looking at Brock. He's looking at me. And he's reading off stats. So we got the stats out, which were good.
Yeah.
But after
like 5 minutes, we're looking at each other like, dude, I don't know anything about this.
No, nothing. Like we started to spin out real fast, Pat.
Yeah.
I do know it's at Churchill
like
Downs.
A horse with a plateau,
exactly,
right?
Or a broken leg that you need to put down. So I know it's at Churchill Downs, which is in Louisville, Kentucky, right?
Louisville. There's actually a T-shirt down there that has Louisville, Louisville, Louisville.
Love it.
Like five different pronunciations.
Kentucky. So it's there. It's been running for 145 years.
This was year 145.
This was year 145.
Correct.
It's a pretty impressive thing, and most things don't last that long, but for some reason, the United States has latched on to horse racing.
Well, I'll tell you what, at Churchill Downs, is well worth it. It is an amazing, amazing place.
Yeah.
I've been going there for 5 years. We go down, AT&T provides what they call the AT&T Morning Line.
Okay.
And they set up on the second floor of the Kentucky Derby Museum, which is at Churchill Downs, right next to the grandstands and the paddock and everything. I mean, it's an amazing place. They set up in this large room, like 15 to 20 radio stations, mostly from that area.
Yeah.
Most of them are within an hour and a half. You know, we're like
Which
four and a half,
sense.
5 hours.
Yeah, later. Yeah.
Exactly. But what happened was, Wendy Danchester, my old boss at Cornerstone Alliance, who moved back home to Jeffersonville, Indiana, which is just this side of the river from Louisville, she appointed to the Kentucky Derby Festival Board of Directors.
Gotcha.
And they were having a meeting on the morning line and what was going to happen and so forth. And they said, we've had a few stations drop out, or they threw them out for whatever. Yeah. Or whatever, you know?
That'd be us. We'd be the ones.
Or maybe they made it a little bit bigger. I don't know. But anyway, they said, you know, we have a couple of options. You know, does anybody here know of a radio station that might come and broadcast with us? And so she shot her hand in the air. She goes, I got some friends.
I'll have them down here. And so
we went down.
Yeah.
Gifford and I went down there. You know, we've been going back every year for 5 years. She said, if you do good, they'll bring you back forever.
Oh, there you go.
So I guess we did good.
Which I was going to ask you too, because I just recently found out it's not easy to get into the Kentucky Derby, right? It's expensive.
Well, it is if you got a lot of money.
Yeah.
How much is it?
Big
hats.
You know,
I honestly don't know.
Pat doesn't know ticket prices.
Well, let me put it this way. There was a time, you know, Jeff Knoll is from Kentucky, you know, out at the big house at Whirlpool, another former boss of mine at Cornerstone. And I've seen people ask him before, Jeff, can you, because of his connections in Kentucky, can you get us tickets to the Kentucky Derby, you know, to the major grandstand type stuff?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And he just said, are you kidding? He says, I could get you tickets to the Super Bowl easier than I could get you tickets to the Kentucky.
Wow. No kidding.
That's what he said.
Well, so I just looked it up real quick. A general admission ticket for just the Derby costs $70 if you buy it before 11:59 on April 21st. Then the price goes up $75 in the window, April 22nd to May 3rd, and $80 if you buy it at the gate. But I got a feeling there's probably not a lot of gate tickets.
Well, and if there are, they're all just standing room only in the infield.
In the infield.
I don't think you're getting a seat for $80.
They said general admission, so it probably is on the infield with the rest of the peasants. You get there in the dirt and the muck.
Well, keep in mind, there are some people, and Wendy was one of them.
Yeah.
She went to the Derby because she lived not far away.
Yeah.
She went to the Derby for years in the infield, and it was a total, you know, a hippie washout experience.
Yeah. I bet
you people don't really care are fine with it.
Yeah.
Then there's that whole other rarefied air that's up there in the stands. Now, I got a tour a couple of years ago. We did a tour one year on they called it the backside and barn tour.
Okay.
So you go to the other side of the track where all the barns are, and you get to go see where the horses are kept and how they're kept and all that. You get that.
Dude, those horses live better than most of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's insane.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing. When we were back there, we were like a little less than impressed. We're like, you know, it looks so glamorous on TV, and it just doesn't look all that great. And then, so when I watched, I realized what they do is for Derby Day, when they go backside, they hang all these little flowering baskets alongside the horse entrance and everything.
They
and
church it up.
And a few flowers just make pop it like this. Yeah. Wow, look at that.
That's a phony.
Yeah, this is exactly. This is bullshit.
Phonies, man.
So then another year they took us on the tour of literally the entire grandstand area, starting at the lowest level where you can go as a peasant and grab a hot dog and stuff like that, on up to increasingly, you know, up to the Millionaire's Row is one area that they call it. They took us all the way to one last place, and they wouldn't even let us. They said, you can look at the door, and that's all.
And that's it.
And that's called the mansion. That's the very top. That's where Michael Jordan and, you know, LeBron James and Kate Upton and all those people get to go in there because they got big.
That's the big money. That's the big money.
You know, the more you're explaining this and talking about it, it reminds me of like trying to get on the Titanic a little bit. You know, you got your peasants,
steerage,
and
you got your steerage, and you got your rich people. You got
Leo, and you got Kate.
But you're talking Leo and Kate Upton.
Yeah, Kate Upton, even
not
even
Kate Winslet.
No, hot ass Kate Upton
right,
up there.
Nice.
What was I going to ask? So you saw all that. There's the regular grandstands. For betting, did you do any betting when you're there?
I didn't. You could actually place bets. They've got machines all over the place where you can go ahead and place your bets. I don't think I ever did the whole time I was down there. No.
And the other thing, is it just the one race or do they have other races?
No, they have multiple races. If you watch, you can NBC covers.
I did watch preliminaries.
They start at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon with their coverage. And Carol and I watched, I think, four races before the Derby.
So it is. It's not just that one race that they have.
That
they
day,
have other races there.
Well, and other that week as well.
Oh, that
on
week
Friday
too.
There's a major one called the Kentucky Oaks.
I think that's what I watch.
Yeah, the Kentucky Oaks. Yeah.
That's Friday evening around 5-6 o'clock.
That's a lot of setup for a race that's all of what, a minute long.
Two minutes. They call it the fastest 2 minutes in sports.
Fastest 2 minutes in sports.
A lot of build up.
They haven't seen me have sex. That's the big thing.
I got a question for you. So. Betting-wise, not betting-wise. Were you there for the main race?
No. I've never been there for any race.
Oh, okay.
I've been to Churchill Downs, but I was never there to see a single race. Okay. I did see horses on the track when we did the backside tour.
I was kind of curious on, like, just the vibe of the people.
I'm sure it's exciting.
If you just watch it, it is absolutely exciting. Mm-hmm. It's exciting even the week that we're there. There's excitement all around it. Because, again, this morning line deal, the reason they have all those stations there is they have coordinators who bring in the governor and the mayor and the police chief and the bugler and odds makers. And bourbon distillers and the heads of all of the major museums. There's a number of major museums, the Louisville Slugger Museum.
I've been there before.
Museum,
that's a great place.
Center,
that's a great place.
All those places are in downtown Louisville, and they bring those people in to talk about all these destination attractions to encourage people to come in during Derby week and not just for the Derby itself.
Yeah.
And come and spend your money in Louisville.
Yeah, most
that,
people don't think of, I mean, luckily, Kentucky, you don't think like, I'm going to vacation in Kentucky, but Louisville is a pretty cool place. There's a lot of history there.
Here's another. First of all, it's the start of the Bourbon Trail, which is in itself well worth the trip.
Oh, yeah. You showed me that picture. Good
but
God.
It's also, yeah, but it's also a foodie paradise.
Yeah.
There are so many world-class restaurants there and people experimenting with all kinds of cool things.
Is there really University of Kentucky in Louisville?
Yes.
It is. So there you go. So college town, too, as well, to boot. One of these times, like I've never actually been to a horse track. I've always
maybe
wanted
it's not.
To.
I don't know. There's big colleges going down there. Louisville, University is there. Whatever.
Yeah.
Louisville.
The Cardinals or something like that.
Yes,
anyway.
The Cardinals. They got a huge stadium, not too far from Churchill Downs. Yeah. So the University of Kentucky might not actually be there.
Yeah. Anyway, it's close to it. It's Kentucky.
I think that's
everyone's related.
Did you dress up?
dressed up, oh, you know, with a fancy hat and all that, the seersucker suit and all that. Now, because again, you know, we're there during the early part of the week. And here's an interesting fact: the Kentucky Derby Festival is not actually a part of the Kentucky Derby. They have to pay a licensing fee to use the name to the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs.
Wow.
And I think Churchill Downs lets him use the space free of charge because they bring in so many people and everything. But they're not directly affiliated with one another.
They're
and
just the using
Derby
the name.
And the Derby Festival actually ends the day before the Derby.
Gotcha. You know? Gotcha.
So, but it runs for 2 full weeks, and they have more than 75 major events, including a really major, I think they call it the Thunder on the River or something like that. Massive fireworks show the week before.
Oh, yeah.
And they have steamboat races on the river. They have carnivals. They have all kinds of activities going on.
That's Mississippi, is that on?
No, the Ohio River.
Ohio River.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
And
nice.
And it's great fun. And they have they have bed races in one of the major arenas there. And you think our bed races are something down here? Man, they make amazing beds.
Do they do it on the track or is it just on?
They do it on the track inside of an arena.
No kidding.
It's not at Churchill Downs. It's at a convention center.
I got a question for you. So when you were in that barn, you know, looking at the horses, seeing the horses. Did you by chance hear any gunshots?
No. Did not.
We heard a fun story from Boss Man Bill about a race that they went to where back in the 70s, him and his wife went to a horse race, and a horse, before it got started, broke its leg.
Oh.
And they said that a guy just walked up and
right in front of everybody. Wow. Just walked out, just boom.
Yeah. I don't think they would do that there because guys like Maximum Overdrive, they're worth a lot of money. They'll nurse them back to health, if anything.
Right. Well, if they can.
Yeah, if they can, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put you down, Hunter.
You know, if I was a horse, it would be expected.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Was that a gunshot I just heard? Yeah. Hunter, are you all right? Yeah.
I think he's dead. Hunter spray. I know. We wouldn't even wait for a break for you. You know.
I can just see Bill coming in here. He looks at you, and then he turns to Hunter and goes, bam, right in front of you.
Right.
I chipped a nail.
He had a sprained ankle.
He didn't need to shoot him.
Sorry, Bill. We did.
Well, I think one of these times, you know what? The Plan B Morning Show needs to go down because I love gambling, and I think it'd be great to be down there, put some bets on, but I want to do it Kentucky style. I want to have the cutoff jean shorts, a cutoff shirt,
I got
the Kentucky waterfall, the old Kentucky waterfall.
And a jug of bourbon.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Just, not a bottle, a jug.
Just shit-faced. Got three X's on the jug there.
A tankard. That's what
we got. A tankard of ale.
But now here's the best part of the morning line from AT&T with all these stations. What they do is, like I say, they're all in the same room. Mm-hmm. So that means when the governor comes in, he can interview at like 7 or 8 or 10 different stations in a 3-hour span and be done. And he's done it all in one room while they serve him breakfast. They serve everybody breakfast.
Can't beat
and all that
man.
But then they wine us and dine us. They take us out to dinner on Sunday night when we get there and take us to some destination attraction or whatever. Every year they take us to a different bourbon distillery.
Yeah.
This year we went to Rabbit Hole Distillery, an awesome place if you ever get a chance to go visit it.
Check it out.
It's really cool. We've been to Jim Beam. We've been to Evan Williams. We've been to Angel's Envy.
I've been meaning to talk to you about your drinking problem, Pat.
I know. Hey, I tell you.
Facilitated by work.
Hey, you know, and we would start right there in the morning because the guy that came in, the guy that was on TV just before the race, and he showed the the mint julep cup.
Oh, yeah.
The $2,500 gold mint julep cup and the $1,000 silver mint julep cup
that you can buy.
You can buy them. They only have a limited number of them, but they're all raising money for charity.
Oh, nice.
So he's the master distiller from who's the. The lead. I'm going to go brain dead in here. That's not good.
I'm going to have to get that gun out, Pat.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Anyway, he's the master distiller, and he comes out, and he interviewed with us.
Yeah.
And 4 days later, he's on NBC TV with those cups and mixing up a mint julep.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, man.
That's awesome, man.
It's the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, because the mint julep is the official drink
right,
there.
Exactly.
So what is it? What is that, bourbon?
Bourbon, it's got a honey simple syrup mix, and he actually had mixed that up in a little jug or a little keg, a wooden keg, and he put it into the top of one of the twin spires there for 45 days leading up to it to allow it to do its thing, and then that was put into those official drinks that were served.
Sounds tasty.
Sounds expensive.
Yes.
I'll take it. So anyway, he brought in samples, and so we were drinking, at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And
of course,
that.
Wendy's line is, "Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere."
That's right. There you go.
And the other key line that they use in Bourbon Country is, "You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning."
Amen to that.
That's Kentucky there for
that's
you.
That's right. Well, the best part is you start in the morning, you pass out at noon, you wake up, you're ready to go for the
ready
night.
For the
that's
race.
That's right. You're ready for the race.
Give me one mint Budweiser.
I did. Just don't put it in one of those silver cups. I can't afford that. Well, that's cool, man. I think that's hopefully maybe something we get on. We'll do. But I'm glad you had a good time and fifth year, and you haven't been kicked out yet, which
haven't
is surprising.
Been kicked out yet.
Yep. You're not drinking hard enough down there. That's the problem. All right. Well, this was way better than our own Kentucky Derby.
A bit more informative.
Just a few more actual tidbits of information that we might have missed out on.
Hey, and you want another really cool tidbit?
Yeah.
The horse Barbaro, who was a record holder.
They shot him in the head.
There's a statue. There's a statue of Barbaro right in front of the Kentucky Derby Museum entrance.
Yeah,
it's life size. It's massive. You walk up to that thing and go, "This is," to the millimeter, the actual size of the horse.
The horse.
And it's also the burial ground for him. It's it's the tomb of Barbaro.
Oh, no kidding.
And there's a family of fans that are Barbaro fans forever who come in every 2 years and fine-tune with toothbrushes and everything and clean up and shine up and polish that beautiful monument and make it just this immaculate presence there.
What a weird family vacation.
It's not just a family. It's a family of fans.
It's a whole bunch of fans
of the Barbaro fan club who come in and they give of their time and they work. I mean, they buff and they shine. They work for hours to get that thing looking top-notch.
I got dibs on his balls.
I got an idea. Let's shoot this horse in the head, and then we'll make a memorial about him.
I love it. Well, hey, Pat, thanks for always sharing your knowledge with us. We appreciate it, man.
Happy to come in.
Maybe next year we'll head down to the Derby with you.
Yeah, we're coming, Pat.
My goal is to actually go to the Derby.
See the Derby.
Race.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hunter, you can wear your nice big fancy hat.
Fancy hat.
You look cute in that. All right, guys.
It's got to be pink, though.
It's got to be pink.
Oh, it's pink.
It's got to be pink. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to check out more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Ooh.
Off to the races. Wait.
Nice.